We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can listen to us via the stream, via the Odyssey app, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Lots of ways to listen to the show. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Jason, you're right. Summer's officially over.
Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, it is.
It's over, though. The weather's great. School's back. Yep. Your wife's probably been teaching for a little while now.
She's into week two now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids had their first day. My daughter, she had her first day, half day, Catholic school. I guess they just speed through the classes and get to know the teachers. And then today will be the first full day.
Full day. That's what it is.
I've got a carpool now where I've got six girls in the car.
Yeah, that's you mentioned that yesterday.
That's a lot.
We hit Krispy Kreme, so I'm like the popular driver home. Krispy Kreme on the ride home. Although that can be expensive.
I would think.
Yeah. Totally.
Last year in the carpool, the kids expected me to be the snack guy, and I'm usually very willing. And then I found out that my friend Giovanni never brings them food or stops.
That's not great. You don't have to.
I like stopping for the snack,
too. You got to tell Giovanni to up his game a little bit.
That's a lot of people to drive, though. I don't even know if you have that many seatbelts.
I do, barely. You got to have one in the front, two in the middle, three in the back.
Right. Well, I have to
fill up my Kia Telluride.
I have to give Cakes a big shout out because yesterday I called him. He probably was wondering what was going on. I called him around 8 o'clock and I was like, dude, Meg's in a, I think it actually was an 8-team league. Mm-hmm. She's got the second pick. Mm-hmm. What should she do?
Right.
She has no idea what to do other than just go by the order, the default order. And because she's also with some people, some they really pay attention and others that don't, to the point where we didn't even know it was a complete wild card who the first person would take.
Right.
And then Cakes gave us some suggestions of who to target at one and two. And then later, Cakes and I were just texting throughout the draft, and he walked us through. Did a great job.
Thanks, man.
It was a huge help. Huge help.
She definitely took either a receiver or RB.
I'm going to say Saquon.
No, I'm going to say Bijan.
She took Bijan. I kind of wanted her to take Saquon, but like one of her best friends is an Eagles fan, and she didn't want to break her heart. So she took Bijan.
I thought she might not want to take Saquon because she's a Commanders fan. Doesn't want to pull for Saquon, that type of thing.
But he's so good. Like, you just want to win.
You have to be kind of agnostic when you play fantasy. Yeah, you just want
to win. But she just didn't want to put a dagger in her because she didn't want them to retaliate and then take Jaden. She was eyeing Jaden.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So she thought, if I take Bijan instead of Saquon, then maybe they won't screw me and take Jaden. Mm-hmm. So I can't even remember. She took Bijan, and who'd she take in the second round? Do you remember, Cakes?
Receiver. I'd have to look at the text. I'd have to look at,
It might have been Amon-Ra. Was it possibly
Amon-Ra? I think it might have been Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And then I think she took Jaden actually with the third round pick.
Oh, she got Jaden. All right.
Unless half the field in there are just dopes, everybody's going to have a bomb squad with just eight teams in a league. So everybody's going to should do pretty well.
At least your backup quarterback's going to be silly.
Quarterback. I told EB specifically, no backup quarterbacks, no backup
tight ends. Oh, no, we did take a backup quarterback. She did. Yeah,
did.
I didn't know. Yeah, I said, I think you need one for bye weeks and stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be so many good ones because there's only eight teams in the league.
Yeah,
she could just pick one up that week, but that's fine.
Right,
it's okay.
Right. But it was she got a huge kick out of it. She loved it. She ended up she took very very late, and one of her last picks was she took Bill because Bill was still available.
Very good. That's my guy. Did you tell her that's my guy?
No, but I said her brother took him, too.
Okay.
So. We're big Krosky Merrick fans.
Sure,
here,
big Bill Marks
in the Bickle household. But I have to say, it was a lot of fun. They had all the girls were on, you know, their Zoom call or whatever, FaceTiming, like seven of them together.
It's a fun bonding event.
They had one girl who, of course, she wasn't there, and her team was auto drafting.
Okay, that happens sometimes.
Which happens.
I think I'm gonna have one league that's gonna get auto drafted. Now it's a league that's lesser in the priority.
You don't really care. So you don't care.
Yeah, so that's fine. But
well, that's what I was worried about.
Not a big auto drafting guy.
I was worried that you were already like doing a draft or something.
Not last night.
Yeah.
No, I was good. I was free last evening.
And what was remarkable about it? Cakes kept texting because he loves
fantasy football.
I think he had genuine interest.
Yeah, I was in. I want Meg to have a good team.
Yeah. How many times has Valdez consulted with him over the years for drafts?
We consult with each other 1,000 times.
No, I mean, we probably texted 10, 12 times. Yeah. And I couldn't believe after the initial phone call that he still had interest. He appeared to have genuine interest.
You gave me a shot of dopamine, EB. That's what it is. It's not even my team, but now I care.
It's also in his wheelhouse of knowledge.
Yes.
For sure. I realized I was so out of my depth yesterday. So for carpool, there's no bus at St. Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So everybody's in this carpool line. I got there. School was out at 12:15. I got there at 12:05. I don't think I picked up the kids until 12:40. Mm-hmm. Now it's the first day. It's slow. And when I pull up, I notice another dad that I recognize, mm-hmm. and I roll down my window. You still say roll down even though you push the button.
Of course.
And somehow we start talking, and he is so much more learned than any of us. And I don't know how it somehow got onto this. There were buzzwords that he threw out, like transcendentalism, and he dropped Plato's Republic.
Why? In a carpool line?
I don't even know how it happened.
This is what it is. He's trying to flex on JP. Is what he's doing.
He's trying to impress.
Yeah, he's flexing.
That does not impress me.
That doesn't impress
me. I think he's just a really smart, like one of these guys that's a PhD. Yeah. I have no idea how it got that way. And I'm just kind of nodding my head.
You know what he doesn't know?
Unbelievable.
He doesn't know that Travion Henderson is zooming up the draft board.
He's got no idea.
He doesn't know that Ramondre Stevenson fumbles all the time and has injury issues. And then Henderson is going to be probably the lead back in that backfield. I bet he doesn't know that. He knows about dumb Plato.
He knows about boring stuff.
Plato's Republic.
Nobody has any interest
in. I'm sure that's fun to learn about. Or transcendentalism, or whatever you're talking about.
I couldn't believe it.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And then was just stuck there waiting, and he just kept going and going. It was like he was doing a thesis.
He doesn't know that Amari Cooper signed with the Raiders.
How were you talking to the guy? Because like when I'm in Carolina, I don't get out of my car. I just sit there and roll the windows up.
Because they had three lines, so I was pulled up right next to him. And he's a dad, and his daughter plays sports with Isabella. So I was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Awkward.
And then somehow it got into the type of learning they teach in Catholic school. And I only remember the buzzwords.
Windows would be up. I'd be locked into my own little world, and I'd wait for my kids to be picked up.
He kind of snuck in a Joan, too.
Don't get eye contact.
Because somehow he was talking about, I guess he's a big fan of the type of teaching they do at St. Elizabeth's.
Right.
And he started talking about the four forms of intelligence. And he was like, because with your job, you're good at relational intelligence.
Oh my God.
And he basically said, I wasn't smart.
Oh, you know what? I would avoid that guy like the plague. Yeah. I would never want to.
Nice guy. Just was all
sure
over
he's
my
nice,
head.
But it doesn't
I would
sound
avoid
like,
him.
You know what? Your
just
Venn diagrams
him.
Are out here.
Yeah, you there, got nothing in common.
There's no intersection of your Venn diagram.
Other
and
than
his.
The kids.
There's not even, it's not even close to coming and touching circles.
Well, see, I coached his daughter in basketball. And his daughter was like the Caitlin Clark of my team. I mean, score, rebounder, assist, everything.
Baller.
Mm.
But he's one of those guys that works for their, I don't know.
Let me guess. I bet I'm right on this. He comes to watch his daughter play whatever, and he brings a book. Does he bring a book with him?
I don't think so.
I'm goofing on people for reading books, trying to better themselves.
Yeah, but four types of intelligence: emotional quotient, social quotient, adversity quotient, and then he said wisdom.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm empty or a quarter full on all of those. If that.
Well, but you know who to draft at the number two pick.
Of course I know who to draft. You kidding? Mm-hmm. Come on, I can draft in my sleep right now.
I've got a draft on Saturday that's got 14 teams.
Well, that's a little more challenging.
That's going to be...
What pick do you have?
I think I have the seventh pick.
Seventh
pick. Yeah, right in the middle.
You can get like Christian McCaffrey. You can pick like CeeDee Lamb might slip to you. But your guy doesn't know that.
I think I have the seventh pick.
No chance.
And you come back the other way around. You get like Brian Thomas Jr., maybe Malik Nabers. It's a good start. It's a good spot.
We'll see. We'll see if those guys are available.
I've done so many mock drafts in my head. I could literally pick from any spot.
I did my final college draft last night at 7:30.
Now that's where I'm a little...
52nd rounds or picks.
I like that.
Yeah,
keeps people frosty.
But then some guys are just taking all 50 seconds. I just get bitter.
But
have your guy in queue, or have a guy that you're looking at, and just pick him.
But 60 seconds or less, that's a perfect time frame for making your pick.
It wasn't bad.
Fantasy draft for college. I did the auto draft. Now I've picked up not Jaden, not Jason, Jalen Daniels.
Okay.
Yes.
I picked him up.
That's
and I'll start
screw
him
you
this
up
week.
This year. That could screw you up if that kid becomes prominent. You start talking about him.
I guess, but I don't really talk about my college fans.
He's not gonna be a Jaden.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've got all three in the college draft done, and then I've got five NFL drafts. I told myself last year, scale back.
Mm-hmm. There's no scaling.
How
back.
Many survivor pools?
I've got, well,
I'm in your power four.
Power four. And
Jabby
then,
sent one.
And then Circa. If we're doing Circa, that'll be it.
I mean, if we're doing it.
All right. That's good. I got my silent partner.
Very mm-hmm. good. Good to have a silent partner.
His name partner. Rhymes with Taldoy Mod.
Oh, yeah. That's your silent partner?
Yeah, that's not, it's not silent anymore.
That's so funny.
I have no idea who that is.
Cowboy Todd?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, JP...
Nothing wrong with JP, silent partners.
JP motivated me yesterday to buy lottery tickets. I've been sleeping on them.
Well, I think we were wrong, right? The Powerballs are still like
$2. Powerballs are $2, Mega Millions
are $5.
So I bought two yesterday when I was
Which
done
is the
shopping.
One that's up to like $800 million.
That's the Powerball.
The one that's two.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so you're in on that.
Yeah, so I bought did my standard. I bought two, and I have my dollar voucher that I'm sure that I will not cash back in.
Yeah.
It's just going to burn up in my wallet.
What is the voucher for?
The voucher's for the other dollar, because I paid $5, got two tickets, you get a dollar change. They don't give you the change in cash. They give you a voucher.
Oh, so that you can buy a ticket with it the next time?
Yes, you have to put your money back into the lottery. It's actually a genius scam by them.
They got it figured out.
It's so smart.
All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number for our text line sponsored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. We got Ben Standing joining us at 7 as we hit the Skins, talk some Commanders. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Terps, joins us at 9 o'clock. Open up this weekend. That's all right here on the Junk.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall.
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.